Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. In even the most elementary of bird books, one is likely to find the cedar waxwing, and rightly so. It's a beautiful bird, sleek, crested, and warm brown with black, yellow, and white accent colors, and not uncommon. But behind the obvious physical attributes are some unusual behaviors and facts. First, the cedar waxwing and its relative, the Bohemian waxwing, are not really closely related to any other group of birds. There are only three species of waxwings in the entire world, remnants of a relic group whose relationship to other birds is obscure. Then there is the bright red wax-like material that helps give the bird its name, found on the shafts of the secondary wing feathers. No other bird sports this feature, and its function is unknown. Waxwings are always in a flock, except when nesting, and even then they maintain close contact with the flock. They fly from tree to tree, searching for fruit or snatching up flying insects, all the while uttering their wispy, insect-like call. Waxwings migrate, well, sort of. They tend to move north in the summer and south in the winter, but the movements of the flocks are more dictated by the availability of food, of berries and fruit. In that respect, they're rather nomadic, appearing and disappearing almost anywhere, anytime. Waxwings do eat some insects, and they do feed nestlings mostly on insects for the protein, that to ensure that the young birds fledge quickly. The vegetarian diet of the waxwing is known to affect the color of its tail feathers. Usually yellow, the band at the end of the tail of the cedar waxwing will turn orangish if the bird eats the berries of an introduced species of honeysuckle. And now we come to the famous and unusual berry passing. Almost all textbooks will mention the fact that the cedar waxwing will pass berries around, either down a line of birds or back and forth between two birds. This is ritualized behavior, and the passing of the berry between the male and female clearly part of the mating procedure. I have seen this on two separate occasions, and both times the behavior followed strict choreography. One source, which should know better, calls this charming, and a certain field guide terms it amusing. From a human perspective, this activity may appear charming and amusing, but such descriptions can lead us down the subjective, unscientific, anthropomorphic path that leads to this sort of thing. I read from a bird book published in 1917. If birds have no conception of manners, how does it happen that a half dozen cedar waxwings sitting close together on a limb, which they often do, will pass a cherry along from one to another, down to the end of the line and back again, none of the birds making the slightest attempt to eat part of the fruit? This little episode has been witnessed and reported by more than one thoroughly responsible observer of birds. What does it mean? If not politeness and generosity, then what? Well, the answer is obviously not politeness and generosity. Let me suggest that if we were talking about vultures passing a dead rat back and forth, we would not use the word charming. But since waxwings are so handsome, and since we enjoy berries too, we tend to project human traits onto the birds. Finally, another scrap of waxwing curioso. The cedar waxwing is mentioned in a poem that I ran across in an old field guide. The author is Stephen Vincent Benet, and the poem is titled John James Audubon. It is not an especially inspired piece of poetry. Some men live for warlike deeds, some for women's words. John James Audubon lived to look at birds. Pretty birds and funny birds, all are native fowl, from the little cedar waxwing to the great horned owl. A poetic reference to that most handsome and unusual bird, the cedar waxwing.